Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, two, three, four. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor. Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off and go with Rose. Hi, Rose.
I'm calling about my father. He's 75 years old, and he's having a lot of vascular problems. Okay. He's had 6 amputations, and every time he gets an amputation, his skin starts dying around the amputation, and I'll have to go and scrape it.
What all has he changed? Has he made any major changes in his life? Talk to me a little bit about his lifestyle, what he does now. I mean, if he's losing, you know, the different, what has he lost limb-wise? Or talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay.
Where is he at? Give me his status so I can get a good picture.
Okay. It started off with a toe, and it took his toe off, and
which
then they
toe?
Had to take one.
Which toe?
It was a middle toe, I believe, a middle toe, and then it spread, and then they had to take off 3 toes, and then they took off his ankle, and then they took up to his kneecap, and then it started down the other foot, and they've got, so far he's up to both above his knees right now.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there's anything I could do to help his skin grow back healthy.
Well, as far as his skin growing back healthy, there's not a lot you can do as far as this regard, because the challenge is that he's in a place where the diabetes is playing a pretty big role. He's got the devascularization due to the vascular disease, and he's had heart failure. So he's got a lot of chips against him. The one thing he can start doing more than anything is to change the way that he eats, watching the nutrition that he puts in his body. Supplements can be helpful. But, I mean, again, this is not going to create drastic change, but at least it can be some things that he can start working on. Because it's better to start at least working on some things that you know can help. But just know that things have already gotten to a pretty tough place. But I know what you're saying is you don't want it to get any worse, right? That's kind of what you're shooting for, is that you don't want it to get any worse. And so for the skin to become healthy and for the skin to get better, you just have to start doing things like omega-3 fatty acids. You have to start working on those. Anything that supports skin health is going to be helpful. Silica is really great, and you can get all that sort of thing in a health food store. But as far as the nutrition goes, plenty of lean quality proteins, very important. I'd cut out any type of inflammatory type food that would hinder any type of digestion process, because as you do that, you're going to increase the body's ability to make good new healthy cells. And at the end of the day, that's going to be the key for him. Because even though he's in a tough spot, at least he can be proactive about his health. But obviously, if he has diabetes and he's struggling with getting over heart failure, those sorts of things, I mean, that is a challenge within itself. It is. But I would encourage you, as you're working with his physicians, to make sure that you come up with a good nutritional game plan. And that includes eating plenty of foods, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, cutting out the grains and the starches and whatnot. And some people would say, well, my gosh, he's already had portions of his limbs amputated. Let the guy eat whatever he wants to. And there are some people that have that attitude. I don't. Simply because I believe that our health is a gift, And whatever we do with our health is our gift of giving back at whatever stage in life we're in or whatever stage of a health challenge that we're in. You should never give up and you should always come up with a game plan. Now, depending on what his doctors say, vitamin C has really good reputation for helping with skin, hair, and nails as well and building those. And I'm not saying take a high dose of it. I'm just saying make sure that either he's getting it from his foods or, you know, some form that he can get it from. Whole food source is always the best. And if he's got to do supplements, make sure it's at least a natural-based supplement of some kind. And if you go to a good health food store, they can walk you through all that sort of thing. But silica or silicon, they make supplements like that. And for years, that's been known to produce healthy skin, healthy hair, healthy nails, that sort of thing. And as he's getting blood work done in the middle of all this, you know, there's a lot he can do. I mean, he's in a fight right now. And the last thing he needs to do is just kind of sit back and give up. I know you know that, but he needs to know that. And you need to tell him that as far as being his cheerleader in the middle of it all. The biggest thing I would focus on, if I were you, if this was me, is doing whatever exercise he can. You're thinking, well, he's lost both legs. Well, it doesn't matter. Because they make actual bikes that you can use with the arms, the upper body. They use a lot of times to strengthen rotator cuff. They use a lot of times in physical therapy. You go to a physical therapy based on a referral from his physician, and he can start doing some upper body exercise that will increase vascular flow if he can handle that. I don't know at what level he's at, if they would okay that or not. So those are the sort of things that you want to look into. And, you know, it's all about what can you do, not what can't he do. Because at the end of the day, he needs to focus on every minute he has to be focused on increasing his health. Enjoying his life, but increasing his health, because he still can. And, you know, the challenge is, a lot of people say, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it sounds like it's over. I've already had half of both legs amputated. And that's nothing to shrug off. But at the same time, there is a lot he can do. And if he hasn't made radical changes in his health, in his lifestyle choices, rather, the foods that he eats, the water, getting plenty of water during the day, increasing any form of exercise that he can to increase the cardiovascular output. Now, with heart failure, he can't do a lot of heavy exercise anyway, so that an upper body bike would probably be okay depending on what his physician says. It all depends. Making these choices makes a difference. And that's what I would encourage him to do. There's not a silver bullet if you're asking me for skin growth. There are some things that can help, but it's more about coming up with an overall plan that will enable and empower his body to regenerate the good new healthy cells in the middle of what he's dealing with, and to fight the body and help do anything he can to help support the pancreas, to do anything he can regarding that will be his greatest help. Let's go to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
My husband, his toenails are really thick and yellow and kind of flaky, and he's tried several over-the-counter treatments, and they don't really work. His latest thing is putting bleach on him, and it's sort of helping, but I just wondered if there was something else he should be doing.
Yeah, has he done any drug by his physician, like nystatin? Has he done any type of antifungal, anti-yeast related medication?
No, he has not.
So just over-the-counter, right?
Yeah,
Lamisil,
right.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, those sort of things.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's got two options, okay? Now, you can get pretty aggressive after the toenail fungus, which is what he has. Sounds like it anyway. You can get pretty aggressive. Nystatin is a really good medication a lot of physicians will recommend, and it's a pretty short-based treatment, but it has great results to it for some people. The other is you can go more of a natural route for toenail fungus, and that involves using ionic silver, echinacea. There are some different components that will help with that as well. It's a lengthier process. I'll mention that to you in just a moment when we come out of this break.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can check us out on the web. Also, Facebook and Twitter, both at the same address there. We were talking in the break with Erin. She was talking about her husband's toenails, dealing with toenail fungus, really, is what's going on. And they've tried some over-the-counter medications. They haven't really worked. And we were talking about going into something deeper. A lot of physicians will recommend something like nystatin, typically, if they want to go for a yeast infection, potentially. And sometimes with fungal-related infections as well. So here's the deal. You can go that route. There's a natural route you can go to. There's some pretty good research on it and some results people have seen with echinacea and ionic silver. You soak it. Remember, any type of fungal-type issue in the body, you have to tackle it typically from the outside as well as the inside, from the gut. Probiotics can be helpful, too. There's some good research behind that. So those are some components that you might want to look into. But the ionic silver and echinacea, they actually put it in a warm liquid, and you soak the toenail in it. And there's some different ways to look at that. And a lot of health food stores will have those kind of some instructions on how to do that and whatnot. But you've got to tackle from the inside, too. And that, you know, that means getting the gut flora in a healthy state. And there's a lot of ways to do that. Probiotics are really, really beneficial. Using enzymes or a betaine hydrochloride when he's eating his meals can be very helpful too. But again, wormwood and black walnut are two from an internal perspective in more of the natural world. If you want to look at more herbal formulas and all that, that can tend to be helpful. So you might want to look into that. There's been people that have said there's really good results with both of those. Just be careful when you look at those. Look at the brands and make sure you read the labels and all that sort of thing if you're going to do your own research. Because with black walnut, wormwood, those types of antifungal type herbal formulas, if you will, if you look at all the standard text on dosages and all that, you have to cycle those, they say, in a lot of the books like the PDR guide, which is a standard guide, will tell you that it's better to cycle those. Like when I say that, it's taking 7 days on and 7 days off or 14 days on. You have to look at that. And again, the people in the health food stores will be able to guide you in that process. But if that doesn't work, if you want to go that natural route, if you're thinking about that, just keep this in mind. Again, I'm just the guy to give you information. So keep this in mind that if that doesn't work, there are medications that your primary care physician can give you that are not really, I mean, when you think about, I know everybody's worried about side effects, but they do work, and they can knock things out fairly quickly, and you can kind of get back onto it. The toenail fungus can be a real challenge, and it can linger for a long time. Some people have a really, really tough time getting rid of that. So I hope that's helpful. Some of the natural things can work, and like I said, they work for some people, some they don't. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The memory of teens might be affected by binge drinking. Now, I know that teenagers don't drink. I know this is something that that they don't do. Of course, it's something that they do. It's widely known, binge drinking. Kids in college, it goes hand in hand. Well, they found now that it affects the brains of teenagers. A new study shows that the long hangover can wear off, but the binge drinking impairs the working spatial memory of teenagers. Girls especially are more vulnerable to these effects, they said. The spatial working memory is the ability to perceive the space around you remember and work with this information to perform a certain task, such as using a map or playing sports or driving a car. And so one study found that female teenage heavy drinkers had less brain activation in several brain regions than female non-drinking teens when doing the same spatial task. So the researcher, Susan F. Tappert, acting chief of psychology at the VA San Diego Healthcare System, in a news release, she said the differences in brain activity were linked to worse performance on other measures of attention and working memory ability. So this study was published in Alcoholism, which was a clinic and experimental research journal. But they said that heavy alcohol use could interrupt normal brain cell growth during adolescence, particularly in the frontal brain regions, which could interfere with the teen's ability to perform in school and sports and can have a long-lasting effect even months after the teen uses. And again, teens are drinking alcohol. We know that. It's one of the biggest points in life that kids or teenagers, later teens, hopefully, start drinking in the college years. And they get the hangovers and whatnot. And you know, learning that it does affect memory is challenging. Now, what it does affect is more so acetylcholine, which is our brain chemical, our number one brain chemical that affects memory. So, again, I mean, I don't want to get on a soapbox about drinking alcohol and that sort of thing and getting hammered or drunk with all your buddies. But, again, it does. It affects memory. And they're proving that. And there's no free lunch. Whatever you do that's harmful to the body in some aspect, there's consequences all the way, every time. So if you eat poorly over a long period of time and you get cancer in your 50s, you can't sit there and go, gee, I wonder how I got cancer. Or you can't sit there and go, I don't know how I had a heart attack at 45 when you've been eating horrible and you're 50 pounds overweight for the last 15 years. You just can't, you can't ask those questions. So if you drink all the time, and then your memory starts to fade, or you smoke pot all the time, and your memory starts to fade, and you don't know why, and you feel like, I'm not as sharp as I was 2 years ago. Well, you got to think about that. It's, again, I had a great professor tell me one time, there's no free lunch. And that's true. It's not. You will pay a price. So, and this is a great example. But again, the challenge is, you can't tell teenagers, it's going to affect, no one cares if it affects your memory. That's the challenging part. It's only after they get into their later 20s and 30s and they start getting these kind of issues that it becomes a challenge and it becomes something that they're overly concerned about. But memory can be enhanced if you build up acetylcholine in the body. So if you've gone through this, let me give you just an up on this, is that if you have gone through times of binge drinking, you feel like your memory is decreasing, a lot of things you can do to raise acetylcholine, eggs, fish, chicken, beef, and also the hard cheeses, can raise acetylcholine levels, but also there's some supplements that can be helpful. Phosphatidylcholine, very helpful. Lecithin can be helpful. Vitamin B5, also galantamine and huperzine, which is called club moss. All those can be very beneficial in your overall memory. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. What are you struggling with? Thinking about different issues with your health. We talk about them on the show, all kinds of issues. But what about smelly feet? It's smelly feet, they're saying in a new article. Could it be a weapon against malaria? Now, if you've never been to a third world country and dealt with any type of infectious disease, such as malaria, then you haven't been to Africa, because it's one of the most challenging disease processes that they have there. Matter of fact, most people get immunized from malaria when they or the, build their defense against malaria before they go there. They'll take kind of like an immunization. It's medication that they'll take. And they'll take it for about 7 days before the trip, and, of course, then take it during the trip. And it tends to help build up an immune resistance to malaria itself. But the mosquito netting and the bug spray, which are common weapons in Africa to fight against malaria, but researchers now have identified another contender, smelly feet. So in a new project funded by the Gates Foundation, scientists will be able to use foot odor to lure disease-carrying mosquitoes to a trap where they will be poisoned, the Associated Press reported Thursday. So if successful, the project could lead to development of mosquito traps for widespread use outside the home, this agency said. Dr. Fredos Okumuno, which is the director of research at Tanzania's Health Institute, said he combines 8 chemicals to replicate the musky scent of human feet. He told the news agency his customized scent attracts 4 times as many mosquitoes as humans, and the poison eradicates nearly all the flying insects. It was actually a Dutch scientist who discovered the mosquitoes' fondness for feet, he said. Interesting. So each year, more than 220 million new cases of malaria occurred worldwide and almost 800,000 deaths. I mean, that's a big deal. So smelly feet, really? It's amazing the kind of issues that they're coming up with and the kind of information that they find. It's just interesting to me. All right, let's kick it off now and go with Jim. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Ainsley. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's up?
I had a question for you. Just curious to get your take on ionizers and drinking high alkaline water for your diet to help improve pH.
Okay. What is your question? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it worth it? Is it not?
Yeah. It seems to have made a big difference for my wife. She was struggling with sciatica, and you know, I thought it was kind of voodoo science when I heard about it. And she started drinking, 9.5 pH water, and within I'd say a week of starting to drink that water, she was off all prescription medication for her pain and her swelling in her leg, in her left leg.
Well, are you asking me, is it a bunch of bunk?
Yeah, basically.
Well, what do you think? She's off all the medications. What was that? I'm not being smart. I'm just saying, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think there's something to it. I just don't understand it. I mean, it seems too simple to be true, I guess.
Okay. No, that's valid right there. All right, so here's the deal. We have a pH in our body. About 7.0 is neutral. If it gets below that, we're called acidic. And if we go above that, it's more alkaline. Now, the difference is you've got different types of water. You have spring water, which typically can have a lot of the inorganic minerals in it, which a lot of people, that's what they get most concerned about, is the inorganic minerals can build up in the body, causing issues like arthritis and deposits, mineral deposits within the body that can cause some issues, potentially leading to disease. Now, the other issue is when you go for more alkalinity in the body, typically when you're more alkaline, you're less susceptible to issues like cancer. And but here's the other challenge, too. The body has a pretty strong mechanism, buffering mechanism, for the 7.0 that it shoots for. And with the different buffering mechanisms that it has, it's always going to shoot to be in equilibrium, meaning it's always going to shoot to be in balance. So the body's always fighting for that way, for that anyway. Now, the whole pH concept of just barely up above it, because if not, you're causing your body's going to be pulling no matter where you go. Your body's going to be using energy within the body, pulling from within the body to get back down to 7.0. 6.8 to 7.2, really the body's shooting for that range for the most part. 7.2 technically, in medical terms, 7.1 to 7.2 is really the better range. But from more of the natural alternative perspective, 6.8 to 7.2.
Okay, so would the best thing be to continue to test your saliva or something to see where your alkalinity is at?
You want to do first urine with the paper in the morning, first urine stream in the morning. That's going to give you a true read of where the person is. And 9 times out of 10, if you do the urine first thing in the morning on that pH paper, it's going to be acidic. A lot of people are. Now, when it becomes alkaline, then you're making some good progress. But so many people eat, you know, their diets just don't have the right kind of foods in it, regardless of the water. And the water will help, And that's why it's probably helped her. But again, your foods make as much a difference as the water does. But I think it's incredible that she's made those strides. But I hope that makes sense, because there's a lot of science in what she's doing. It's not just kind of hearsay or some marketing deal that is just somebody's out selling a big water, and you know, an ionizing water unit. It's not somebody hawking their stuff. There's a lot of good science to it. And a lot of the water we have, well, tap water, of course, but even a lot of the bottled water is garbage. It really is. And there's not a lot of regulation on it. So, I mean, distilled water is always a good one to go with. If you don't have one of those units, distilled water is always a good way to go, because it's free of the inorganic minerals. And, you know, I would encourage you, if she's wanting to go that route and she's been dealing with those medications for a long period of time, in addition to the water, make sure she's eating foods that will be more on the alkaline side. And there's too many for me to mention, just if you're wondering. There's plenty in my book. There's plenty in books out there that talk about pH. There's a book called The pH Diet or something like that that's really beneficial. So you can check into that as well. But, yeah, I mean, I would encourage her, because, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. You've already seen it work before your eyes. And I love hearing stories like that because, I mean, she's living better because of some natural choices that she's made. She took responsibility for her health. That's powerful. So drink the water. Good stuff. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, Facebook and Twitter. Both sign up, join up, and get involved in everything going on with the show. If you haven't, we've also got our email newsletter that's coming out. That'll be right around the corner. Let's go now to Candy. Hi, Candy.
How are you?
I'm living well, darling. What's up? How can I help?
I'm having problems with a panic and anxiety attacks.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
Yes. Well, I really don't know. I had these panic attacks, anxiety attacks back in 2001, and that just, you know, went away, and just all of a sudden, it just hit me all at once again.
Well,
like I can't breathe, you know, I'm smothering, and feel like I'm going to pass out. And then, you know, of course, I get nauseated, sick, like I'm going to throw up and diarrhea and stuff. So I went to a doctor. I was on vacation in Gulf Shores, and so I went to the urgent care there. They did EKG, and it came back perfect. And so he told me to follow up my doctor, so I did. So they put me on Zoloft and Xanax.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my question is, what triggers anxiety attacks?
Well, the mechanism in the body that triggers the anxiety is a neurotransmitter that's called GABA. And when it gets low in the brain, then it triggers anxiety. So most of the medications like Xanax or any of the benzodiazepines, what they target is to raise GABA levels up, which causes you to chill out. Problem is, those drugs are very addictive, and if you use them over and over for a long period of time, it takes more of the drug to get the same result, and that can be the challenging part. I am not a big fan of the benzos at all, not even for a moment. I mean, I'm just not a fan at all. Don't like them. Most physicians don't like them if you talk to them, and there's a lot of natural ways to help with that. But the big trigger outside of that is more of emotional stress, meaning, you know, just stuff going on in life. Have you had some things come up recently that have been tough or difficult?
No, that's what I keep saying, it's depression, but I'm not depressed about anything. Everything was great. I mean, you know, here I'm on vacation at the beach and it just hits me. I mean, it's all at once.
Yeah.
I mean, no stress at work, home. I mean, nothing. I mean,
life is good, and you're just feeling all anxious, right?
I guess just like a while ago, took a Xanax, and as soon as I take it, within 5 minutes, it just made me nauseated, sick at my stomach because I'm having problems eating. I don't have an appetite now on this one. I'm not eating.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat.
How long has the not eating been going on?
The not eating's been going on ever since probably Thursday. Probably about Thursday.
And have you been throwing up at all?
I'm dry heaving. Now, I'm eating some, but not like I used to. Like today, I ate like a half a biscuit and then like 5 chicken nuggets and some Jell-O and some cornbread and milk.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Candy, here's the deal. That would give me anxiety if I ate like that. I mean, you can't, eating like that would make anybody sick to their stomach. So let's do this. Let me go into this commercial break. We'll come out, and we're going to talk not just about anxiety, but we're going to talk about the role of nutrition and how it affects GABA levels in the brain. And we'll see if we can't connect the dots and put two and two together and maybe paint a picture. But I'll tell you this, the diet, nothing's going to change in your health. Nothing. I know you're on vacation, and I'm not trying to dampen the vacation. I hear you. You want to eat chicken nuggets? You go knock it out. But I'm going to have a little bit to say when we come out of this break, so hang tight.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Going to the break, talking with Candy. Candy's dealing with anxiety. She's on vacation down in Alabama, right?
Yes.
Down in Gulf Shores. Okay, so here's the deal. You're dealing with anxiety. You don't know why. It came out of nowhere. You're not stressed out. Life's not falling apart. But yet, you can't, let me guess, you can't sleep at night, right?
No. If I take my Xanax, I sleep at night.
No, I'm talking about without medicine.
Right.
Right. So one of the major symptoms of low GABA levels in the brain is insomnia and anxiety. Those are the two. And so you take the Xanax, and it takes care of those issues. So you're able to go to sleep, and then, of course, you're not anxious. But the problem is it's very addictive. So here's the deal. To bring GABA levels up, here are the foods from a nutritional perspective that one should avoid, okay? Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, anything with barley in it, anything with wheat flour in it, so that's bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. All those foods right there will lower your GABA levels and make them worse. So if you eat those foods, it's making your condition worse. And all the benzodiazepine, all the Xanax is doing is masking all that. Now, supplements that can be helpful for GABA. Remember, GABA itself, if you take it as a supplement, which they tried to make it into a supplement, but it didn't cross what's called the blood-brain barrier. It didn't cross over. And one of the main issues with the supplements that are actually beneficial, L-theanine, very good. L-taurine, very good as well. And here's one that they've said is really good, valerian root. But I've talked to a lot of pharmacists, and just the interactions of what valerian root can do, it can have some similar effects. It's got a very long half-life, and what that means is when you take a valerian root, it stays in the system. So I've talked to several pharmacists, and they just said that's on their blacklist, meaning that they're not big fans of recommending that. So they are the experts when it comes to chemistry in the body, no doubt, and how drugs interact, how supplements interact. So just be careful. If you look into valerian root, which is a big component for GABA levels, you got to be careful with it. And you got to make sure you're working with a doctor at some level that's watching over you with that. Because it can be combined with other components, and that can be fine. But just know that, again, you just got to be careful with it. So if you haven't had any major issues, life hasn't thrown you a major curveball, you haven't gone through a lot of stress, and you're wondering what in the world is going on and what's causing anxiety, usually it's nutritional, typically. And the Xanax is only going to be a Band-Aid. And again, you'll get addicted to it, very much so. So I'd be real careful with it. And your diet, that's the other key. Now, you told me, basically, I mean, there wasn't one thing that you mentioned that was healthy in what you're eating. The only way you're going to really make some major transitions in your life and conquer brain chemistry and conquer your body chemistry and feel better than you've ever felt before is to really focus. And if you want to finish out your vacation and do what you want, that's up to you. And I'm not, I don't want to like try to dictate that, take all the fun away, but there's more fun in healthy eating and healthy living and feeling really good and having that energy. I always say that nothing tastes as good as feeling good does. And that's a little mantra that I've always taught people and a mantra that I live by. And it's true. The healthy foods, if you make them right and learn how to eat, you know, prepare them and whatnot, it's really amazing. So I would encourage you to start maybe looking down that path of what it means to eat healthy. Now, my book is called Empowering Your Health. And that's a, you know, you can check that out on the website, drasaoncall.com. But, I mean, and there's a lot of good books out there. So if you get mine, get someone, find someone that you can figure out how to lower inflammation in the body, lower inflammation all the way around. And if you do that, you'll find a lot of the keys to really healthy living. You know, of course, drinking more water, exercise, all the basic lifestyle choices that it's kind of like common sense, but we just don't do it. A lot of people don't. Those make a major difference too, but knowing that you can change, that's the key. I know you're dealing with anxiety, but remember, everything in the body is tied with everything. So it's all about connecting the dots. And when you start connecting the dots, that's where you start finding the healing for what you're shooting for. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can check us out on the web, Facebook and Twitter, both at the same website. We can catch you and get up with all that's going on the show. Avocado is our food for the day. I'm a big fan. Why? Because they're great for prostate health, but really so much, and they pack a huge punch. They're healthy fats, but they also contain folate, potassium, monounsaturated fats, and of course they're very high in fiber, and they contain oleic acid, which has been formed or been found to improve overall fat levels in the body and help control diabetes. So by using avocados, their main source is fat, of course, but they can lower triglycerides by up to 20%. Yes, I said lower your triglycerides by up to 20%. Pretty incredible. And they help lower overall cholesterol. A low-fat diet containing avocados has been shown to both lower levels of dangerous low-density lipoprotein, that's the bad type of cholesterol, and raise the HDLs, that's the good kind of cholesterol. And the avocados are also a huge source of fiber, 10 grams and only one avocado. And we know, of course, that will help lower blood pressure, heart disease, and certain types of cancer, specifically colon cancer. They contain 30% more potassium than a banana. So don't go for the banana, go for the avocado. Potassium is beneficial on the body by lowering blood pressure, yada, yada, yada. So, as you can see, the benefits of avocados, I'm a big fan of. Most people worry about the fat, and I think it's ridiculous because the fat in these avocados is the kind of fat that you need. And most of us get a lot of the fat we don't need. By putting the good, healthy fats in, you'll notice a big difference in your overall health. Puts another hour in the chart. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Dr. Asa. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.